730 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
My old friend lives up in the mountains. He flew up there to paint the world. He says, even though interpretation's what I count on, this little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy. I see it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. He says, man, I ain't coming down till my picture is perfect. All the wonder's gone from my eyes, down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still a surprise. Real life, he says, is the hardest impression. It's always moving, so I let it come through. That, my friend, I say, is the glory of true independence. Just do what you do, what you do, what you do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. My old friend came down from the mountain without even looking. He found a little truth. Now you can go through life with the greatest intentions, but you do what you do, what you just gotta do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal emergency management workers halted door-to-door operations in hurricane-ravaged North Carolina after threats of violence. William Jacob Parsons charged in Rutherford County with misdemeanors. Pete Gaynor is a former FEMA chief.
We have the best mission in the federal government, helping people before, during, and after disaster. I think we have some of the most dedicated employees that are trying to do that for their fellow Americans. And stuff like this, it's not good for morale. For anyone on the team.
Authorities say Parsons had a rifle and a handgun when they busted him. Death on the job in southern New Jersey, where a New Jersey transit train struck a chunk of tree on the tracks. The train's operator was killed. Nearly two dozen passengers suffered injuries of varying degree. South Korea says North Korea blew up northern sections of cross-border roads that are no longer being used. North Korean leader Kim has vowed to abandon the goal of peaceful Korean unification. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, November down 25 to 2078, December down 2 to 2056, January down 1 to 2025, February down 2 at 1972. Cheese markets, barrels down 4.25 to 184.5, 40 pound blocks down 3/4 to 188, 1 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 1 to 261.5, 33 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up 1/4 to 135.5, 2 trades on the day, dry whey steady at 59.5, 1 trade on the day. Live in feeder cattle markets, lower than nearby's, higher in deferreds. Now, box beef prices were higher once again, but the markets will need the fundamentals to continue to trade in a supportive manner if the board will maintain higher live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, higher in the nearby months on higher pork cutout values, lower in deferreds as traders continue to be concerned about domestic consumer support. October live cattle down 35 cents to 188.25. October feeder cattle down 62 cents to 249.12. October hogs up 2 cents to 84.10. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving mostly lower. Harvest pressure and limited fresh supportive news from the WASDE report really pressuring corn and beans. Along with that, some moisture in South America to help with their soybean planting pressured prices. Wheat markets mostly lower. Again, really not a lot of fresh bullish news to move markets higher after the WASDE report. Also, the Black Sea area is expected to see moisture relief. December corn down 7.5 to 408.25. New crop 25 down 7.5 to 442.5. November beans down 9.5 to 996. New crop 25 down 8.75 to 1047. Chicago wheat December down 13.75 to 585.25. Minneapolis wheat December down 17.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 338, December 343, January 346, new crop 25, 383, cash beans 911, December 920, January 925, new crop 25, 957. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 338.25, November 348.25, December 358.25, January 371.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and November corn, 360, January, 385.
Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and November corn $3.53, cash beans $9.21, and January $9.26. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $3.58, new crop $25, $3.92, cash beans $8.96, new crop $25, $9.57. Red Wing Grains cash and November corn $3.70, April $4.06, new crop $25, $4.04, cash beans $9.42, November $9.55, April $10.05, new crop $25, $9.89. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn $3.56, January $3.63, cash beans $9.27, January $9.33. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle $175 to $192, Holstein fed cattle $155 to $175, market cows $105 to $125, bulls $129 to $162, calves $200 to $900, beef steers $167 to $375, Holstein steers $154 to $355. Sheep markets: market lambs $170 and down, light lambs $195 and down, ewes $95 and down, rams $95 and down. Goat markets: does $110 and down, bucks $200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be a little chilly again today. Mostly sunny, 54 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a hard freeze likely. Our low down to 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 60. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a warmer high of 68. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
So good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse I said I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Music played, we held each other close. And we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, she stopped by after work. I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, "This is the last thing I expected." And then she took me by the hand and said, "I'll only marry you condition." And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. Like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor. But the music played, we held each other close. And we danced.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley and We Danced here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. And we do have temperatures upper 20s to low 30s. Areas of frost around the region. Yeah, growing season, I guess, officially will be coming to an end. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll talk with Darren Von Ruden, president of Wisconsin Farmers Union, on the situation with Pure Prairie Poultry as well. So we'll have that here coming up this morning in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolio portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Hurricane Milton could have an impact on U.S. fertilizer. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Hurricane Milton did pose a threat to farmers because of Mosaic's phosphate mines in Florida. The mines were closed in advance of the storm and could have sustained heavy damage.
About two-thirds of the domestic production of phosphate products are made in central Florida, and it appears that Milton is right on track to impact those operations. A lot of the product we see move into the Midwest up the river system actually starts in Tampa, Florida. Well, it's produced in central Florida, then moves from Tampa, Florida over to New Orleans to load on the barges that we see moving up and down the rivers in the Corn Belt here.
Craig Rule says there's never a good time for such a storm event to occur, but he says in this case, the timing couldn't be much worse.
Normal cropping cycle, you know, we wait for the harvest to occur so the fields are open, and that's when phosphate applications start. Anybody that's been out driving around the countryside understands that that is starting now. So, and when we talk about production interruptions, like we could see in Florida, a lot of people don't understand that you can never make up for that supply. Like the day that those plants won't run through this storm and during the recovery period, that production will never be able to be caught up through any means. So it's just lost forever.
Rule shares the frustration of not knowing what the storm will do to the area and not knowing what to do once the storm passes.
There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of contingency plans in action. Unfortunately, the frustrating part is, you know, we're used to dealing with the uncertainties in agriculture for sure. But the uncertainties and frustration here, are you don't know what you can do until you know what happens. So unfortunately, we're in that awkward phase where we just have to wait it out and see how it plays out and then deal with the ramifications on the other side.
While the extent of the damage is still yet to be determined, Rule says a significant loss of phosphate would lead to much higher costs at a time when farmers are already working with high input costs and low commodity prices. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be a little chilly again today, mostly sunny. 54 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a hard freeze likely. Our low down to 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 60. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a warmer high of 68. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Whoa.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me, yeah. And you're gonna think of me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Keith Urban, and You'll Think of Me here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. On this Tuesday morning, we have temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public on to comment on proposed changes to the boundaries of the state's deer management units. Every year, every few years, the DNR assesses the deer management units, with this year's focus on those located in the Northern Forest Zone and in the Metropolitan Subunits. And they'll be taking those comments through October 20th. Just visit the DNR website for more information. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Last week, McDonald's Corporation accused the largest meat packers in the country of conspiring to create and maintain artificially high beef prices. The lawsuit alleges the scheme has been ongoing since 2015. I'll have more details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Beef prices have set record after record for the past 3 years, and a new lawsuit argues that those prices have been artificially high. In a suit filed last week, McDonald's Corporation accused some of the largest meat packers in the country, Cargill, JBS, Tyson, Swift, and National Beef, of price fixing. Together, these companies control over 80% of the U.S. beef supply, and attorneys for McDonald's allege that the packers have been conspiring to manipulate beef prices since at least 2015. The lawsuit centers on claims that the big meat packers work together to inflate the cost of beef by restricting the supply of slaughter-ready cattle. McDonald's alleges that these companies, through coordinated actions, paid less for cattle, reducing slaughter volumes to create artificial scarcity. This, in turn, they say, drove up prices of beef products sold to McDonald's and other customers. The fast food giant's complaint is backed by data showing how these packers cut their cattle purchases and slaughter volumes at the same time, even when smaller processors were increasing production. This synchronization of activity, McDonald's claims, supports the idea of a price-fixing conspiracy that kept beef prices at what the lawsuit calls, quote, supra-competitive levels. This isn't the first time these companies have faced accusations of manipulating the beef market. In 2020, the U.S. Department of Justice launched its own investigation into the industry after reports of historically high price differences between live cattle and wholesale beef. The McDonald's lawsuit brings the conversation back to these previous investigations and adds new allegations, including testimony from an anonymous employee at a Swift plant in Texas who claims that Swift and other packers deliberately reduced their slaughter volumes to boost profits. The stakes are high. McDonald's is seeking triple damages under the Sherman Antitrust Act, along with a permanent injunction that would prevent the meat companies from continuing their alleged practices. I'll be back with more after this.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
As this lawsuit unfolds, it's clear that it could reshape the dynamics of the U.S. beef industry. Whether McDonald's will be successful in proving these allegations remains to be seen. But for now, beef producers, consumers, and companies alike will be watching this case closely. We'll continue to track developments and what they might mean for America's farmers and ranchers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just likes the way he smiles. It
takes more than marble and tile. Living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing. Living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door. Just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Yeah. Well, it's a long way from Star, Mississippi. To the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. But that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause I'm missing.
everybody knows her name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around the world. Y'all, I'm still Mississippi girl. Woo! Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways, just cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around this world. That's alright, cause y'all, I'm still Mississippi girl.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. One of the common variables that impact yield comes in the form of a seasonal curveball thrown by Mother Nature. What can be controlled is how a grower prepares for and reacts to that curveball. That's where Senior Science Fellow Eric Snodgrass comes in. He will be the keynote speaker during the Wisconsin Corn Soybean Expo February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. Snodgrass is a principal atmospheric scientist for Nutrien Ag Solutions. In his role, he develops predictive analytical software solutions to manage weather risk for global production agriculture. He also provides frequent weather updates that focus on how high-impact weather events influence global agricultural productivity. Co-hosted by the Wisconsin Soybean Association, the Wisconsin Corn Association, and Wisconsin Pork Association, the Corn Soy Expo is a two-day trade show and educational program that offers attendees a robust experience with ample opportunities to network with more than 120 companies. As poultry growers for Pure Prairie Poultry continue to deal with being abandoned by the company, there are calls for changes to USDA policies. While the states of Iowa and Minnesota had some type of plan in place to feed or euthanize the birds, Wisconsin and even USDA did not. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says USDA may not have the authority to take over the flocks when a company walks away, and maybe that should be changed.
May not have the appropriate authorities that they need. They are well empowered if this were a natural disaster, but a sudden bankruptcy and closure, it seems like we need to perhaps look at giving them more authorities.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, member of the Senate Ag Committee, says there's an opportunity to add some type of safety net for poultry producers in the Farm Bill.
You have the opportunity with this Farm Bill, since it hasn't yet been passed, to do something when it comes to this.
In 2002, Pure Prairie Poultry received a $6.9 million grant and a $39 million guaranteed loan from USDA to reopen a plant in Charles City, Iowa. Klobuchar said a Senate investigation into what happened to the money needs to be done.
There must be, and this is outrageous.
Because no feed was available and no help coming from the state of Wisconsin or anywhere else, the affected farmers were forced to try and sell over 160,000 chickens to the general public for $1 each before the birds starved to death. While the nation's focus has been on the damage in the southeast due to the two hurricanes, wildfires have burned through almost 500,000 acres in Wyoming and Montana. More devastating wildfires are now popping up around the Cowboy State. As communities tried to pick up the pieces after the devastation, Wyoming received a USDA disaster declaration to help assist in agriculture's recovery from wildfire damage. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon issued an emergency transport order to protect livestock and the ag industry in the fire's area. Ignited by a lightning strike in late September, the Elk Fire is breaking records as the largest fire to tear through the Bighorn National Forest in 100 years of recorded history. According to the Fire, Weather, and Avalanche Center, as of October 9th, the Elk Fire had scorched over 75,000 acres with only 16% containment. Reports say as many as 889 personnel are working to put out the fire. Unusually dry weather conditions have not improved the situation. U.S. sales of agriculture tractors dropped by 19% in September of this year compared to September of 2023. New data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says combine sales also fell during the month, dropping 41% compared to last year. The 100-plus horsepower tractor segment fell the most from last year, dropping almost 27% in September of 2024 compared to last year. Four-wheel drive tractors were the segment's only gain, selling 1.7% more year-to-date from January through September. September's ag tractor and combine sales follow a summer that showed a cyclical downward cycle in sales, said AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. The declines continue to point to the overall softness of the agriculture economy. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be a little chilly again today, mostly sunny. 54 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a hard freeze likely. Our low down to 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 60. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a warmer high of 68. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight. So I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Well, I hate to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.